still didn't get my point across. I got sidetracked. When you get saved and you understand it's not by letter, but by spirit, it's not under law, and walking in the spirit is not rule-based living, and you start to live not under trying to be perfect in the natural, but in the spirit walk, then you become extraterrestrial to the creature that's under law. And that still tries to pop out. That still tries to, it still tries to kick in because you're born in it. You're in this whole system. You're surrounded by the whole system is under legalism. And so everybody around you is trying to make you act perfect, and you can never be perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. So you do it to yourself. They do it. And once you see past that and you start to talk to people, they try to put you back under that. It's like, what are you talking about? I'm free. What are you? They try to put you back under that identity, that old self, that old identity. They try to bring up the past. They live under some kind of comparing each other, comparing yourself with one another, this, that, and other. They just cannot escape it because it's impossible to escape it. It's like gravity. It's taking them down 6 foot under. But the only way to escape it is the Spirit of God and the illumination of the Spirit from God. Galatians, the book of Galatians, Romans 8, Colossians. It's not a touch, not taste, not religion. So everything and everybody down here, the whole system's under that law, that letter law. You might say, well, how can politics be under it? It's trying to rule the flesh. You're trying to rule the flesh. You're trying to cut and rule the flesh, and the flesh is nothing but sin. So what happens? It goes into draconian. And the draconian, if there's no grace, it's Draco. And so the Draco leaders don't even realize they're draconian. They don't show any grace. Even when you do perfect, they're still not happy. They'll never be happy because it's under law. The letter killeth. You could try to make a narcissistic Jezebel happy, and it'll never work. That's what I'm talking about. They don't even know why they're not happy. The reason they're not happy is because they're trying to be perfect in a system that's going down. It's a spiral downward system. And they're not happy because they're trying to make a system perfect. And that's why they always change up. They change their system. They're trying to be happy in a system that you can never be happy. And it's only in Christ that you can be happy. It's a trip.